Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. He's with me, with me, with me, and he's with you too. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Power to Change Blog Talk Radio, where I am your host, Leah Killings, Dr. Happy, whatever you call me a child of God. I'm so excited tonight because I get to broadcast from my favorite place in the world, Minneapolis, Minnesota, or St. Paul, Minnesota, whichever one I'm in. Praise God, I'm excited to be home, and so I'm so excited to be able to not only share the broadcast, but to share it from a place that's dear to my heart. But nevertheless, I'm grateful that you tuned in on this wonderful Monday night, one that we've never seen and one that we'll never see again. For those of you that are tuning in for the very first time, this is Empowered to Change. And our main goal and mission is to encourage, to encourage, to educate, and to empower. I'm so excited. I'm forgetting my own slogan, but nevertheless, we want to make sure that you're always encouraged. And every time we talk about the Lord or anything about His Word or what He's done or what He's doing, it's always going to be encouraging. And then we want to make sure that we get a little lesson in. And so we're going to learn something. So it may not be a brand new topic, but it's definitely one that we can grow on and we can expound on to be better so that we can be empowered to make whatever changes God wants us to change in our lives. And then when we get to a point where we're comfortable, we can share with someone else, we can help someone else be empowered. And so that's why we are called Empowered to Change. So again, if this is your very first time, thank you for tuning in. Please come back again. We're on every Monday night at 9 p.m. That's 8 o'clock Central Time. So nevertheless, for those of us, praise God, can you believe we're moving into our 11th year? Can you believe that? It's been 11 years, almost at least. In a couple weeks, it'll be 11 years we've been in this vein. Whether you've been with me for 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, 3 years, 10 years, amen. As long as you've been praying for me and keeping me encouraged, you've done everything that you were supposed to do to help me do the purpose that God has designed me to do, and that is to teach. I love teaching. Love it, love it, love it. And so I'm grateful that He empowered me to do this and do this for Him. And because you listen each week, you give me more motivation to do what He's called me to do. Thank you for that. Now, I can't call all of your names by name, but I can call Jesse and Tammy Store and the Mega Ministry Group, because without them, I wouldn't have known that this was a platform for me. I wouldn't have known that this was something that God had outlined for me. I knew I loved being in the classroom, but He took me outside of the classroom and put me on a world platform, praise God. And so I'm excited that you helped and that they introduced this system to me. So I will always call their names out by name, because I will always be grateful to them. But we always, always, always want to give our best praise to God, because He is my Father, He's your Father, and whether you know it or not, He's all of our fathers. And so we want to make sure that we always give Him praise, that we always give Him the just praise that we possibly can. And sometimes we just don't have the words from it. And so sometimes we just have to say hallelujah, raise our hand, or whatever we do, we have to acknowledge Him. So when we start, we always play an upbeat song and get into the mindset of what we're about to get into the lesson. And then I introduce you all and thank you for chiming in. And then we go to the word and prayer. And then we'll go to Him in prayer, and then we go to the word. Amen. In that order. But nevertheless, dear Heavenly Father, we come before You, thanking You for Your wonderful blessings. We thank You, Father, for being there for us when we didn't even know who You were. So, Father, we just thank You for this time, this hour that You've given us to be able to share a word, to share an encouraging word to someone that may be a little weary or maybe a little down or may just need some more food to get them going for the rest of the week. So, Father, whatever that is that You're going to be for us, be that way, Father, through me. Use my mind, use my mouth, use my heart, Father, to do what You call me to do, and that is to share Your word. We thank You, Father, for allowing us to have Your word, because it gives us all the things that we could possibly need. Whatever we need, it's in there. So we thank You for providing this resource for us. We thank You, Father, for allowing us to put a part of You in us. You left the Holy Spirit here for us to dwell in us so that we can have that extra oomph that we need to know that we have the power and we have encouragement and we have authority to do what is necessary to create and do the things that You've taught us to do. And so, Father, we couldn't have done that unless You came and was the example for us. And so we thank You for Jesus, and we thank You for the blood that was shed on our behalf that paid the price for us to be able to have a relationship with You, no doubt be able to live with You forever. We thank You, Father, for everything that You've done in the past, the present, and the things that You're doing for us currently, and the things that You'll do for us in the future. Because, praise God, when we know that we're serving You and we're obedient to You, we have privileges because we're King's kids. And so we thank You, Father, for that. We love You, we honor, we adore You for that. We acknowledge that You are the vine and that we're branches, and as long as we stay connected to You, we will have bear fruit. We will bear fruit that will remain, and that we can ask whatever we wish, and it will be granted. So, Father, again, allow me to calm down so I can teach this lesson, because I'm way too excited. But nevertheless, I love You, I honor, and I adore You, and I thank You for meeting everyone where they are, whether they're listening tonight or 2 years from now, that this will be a rhema word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Well, as you know, well, some of you know, the month of October, I always dedicate, I shouldn't say always, but I have been in the past years, dedicate October to talking about the adversary. And I do get excited about talking about the adversary. He doesn't leave me alone, so I should stop talking about it, but I can't because, amen, I need to make sure I understand. And remember, he is a defeated foe. And sometimes we don't understand that, and sometimes we give him too much credit. Sometimes we give him, don't think about him enough like we should, because we got to recognize our enemy. We have to understand how we have to build ourselves up and put on the proper armor when we're standing. Now, we don't have to fight because that's God's job, amen. Praise God, it's his job, because we're not strong enough to box with the devil. We just not. But many times, many of us, for whatever reason, we think we're strong enough, we're bad enough to do that, and we're not. We're not equipped by ourselves to fight the enemy. We're just not. And so when we talk about addictions and all those kind of things, people get caught up because they think, oh, I can stop. But it don't even have to be an addiction. I don't think I'm addicted to Pepsi. I could be, but nevertheless, it's not something that I just have to have. I want it, but I don't have to have it. But even in that, we can find the enemy lurking in that to make sure that I stay just not well enough to be able to move forward, because it'll mess with my stomach. And so now I can't be where I'm supposed to be to minister to the people that God called me to be to. So it still has a trace of some part of the enemy that he wants to do what he needs to do to shut us up and to shut us down. And so we got to recognize the enemy when he comes. And so in order for us to know that, we have to know who he is. It's almost like when we're wanting to, we pick somebody that we like, you know, I'm prone to say Denzel Washington because I'm really interested in watching his new movie. But if I really like him as an actor, have you found yourself sometimes you go on Google, or sometimes even now with our phones and the tablets, the feed just comes up and it gives you little synopsis of what he's doing now and what his family's about. And then you can go on his fan page and you can find out more information about him. And when he's coming to town or when he's coming to a theater near you or wherever, you can look up those things and find out about whatever he's doing. And so you can be equipped to find out what's going on about him. Well, why wouldn't we want to be equipped and know the things about our adversary so that we'll know when he's showing himself, amen, and when he's not? And then we can give the credit to the credit who is due, because we give a lot of credit to the enemy that's not the enemy. But if you don't know, how would you know? You got to know. Just as much as I believe in my heart, you got to know God. You got to know him first. You got to know the adversary too. You can't be afraid, because the system tells us to be afraid. Why? Because he's red and he looks like a dragon and he has a pitchfork. Where did that come from? That's the world system. He could look like Denzel Washington. He can be whoever he wants to be because he has that much power in this system, because he kind of runs this system. And it's unfortunate what he does, because he stole it. I love my guests because they call and tell me it sounds like I'm talking, breathing into the mic. So I apologize. I'll pull the mic back. And so text me, caller, and make sure that it sounds better, if it's sounding better, if I need to move it away further. But I am excited, as you can tell, about teaching this lesson. But nevertheless, if I had to give this lesson a title, I rarely dedicate my shows, but sometimes I do because it lays on my heart too. But thank you, love. She says it's better. I'm dedicating this topic to my daughter. She always tells us, "We're Psalms 91 equipped." And so, you know, we kind of laugh or whatever because she says it so much, but she's so serious about Psalms 91 equipped. So when she graduated, I bought her a shirt that said Psalms 91 equipped. But I really didn't take much or pay much attention to Psalms 91 until, like I said, been studying for the lessons for the month and how to break them up and how to talk about them. And so Psalms 91 kept coming up in my studies. And I thought, well, let me really look at that scripture and let me see what it really entails. And to my amazement, amen, it is everything that God laid on my heart to share on tonight. And so tonight I'm going to share several steps with you on how to recognize the enemy. But more importantly, I want you to first know why you're protected. You are protected. And that's very important. I think sometimes we forget that we are protected from the snares of the enemy. And the reason why we fall victim to the snares of the enemy is because we're out of order or we're doing something that's not in line with the way God would have us to be. And so sometimes that pulls us in and makes us feel like we're a defeated foe, if you will. I know I share this every week, but praise God, this is what's significant for me. And so, amen, I have to share it because I've experienced it. But going through COVID, going through cancer, going through the strokes and the heart attack, all of those were really difficult times that at times I had to renew my mind and make myself believe that this I was then yielded to the devil because I felt like, praise God, for lack of better words, I did. I feel it of them days. I felt like I was in hell. I felt like there was the burning fires and all the stuff that the world has made me believe, the images of what hell could possibly be like. That's what I kind of felt like sometimes when I was going through the challenges that I was going through. And so even you have had experiences or currently going through experiences where it's difficult to really just see the silver lining, to be able to know, is there any God in this? I have to be in the shadows of the darkness of whatever that term is. You just don't feel like God is anywhere close sometimes. And so I want to really dive into this particular psalm because I want you to know in many of the studies that I studied and read today dealt with Psalm 91 is a psalm of protection. And so if you know that you are protected, and that's one of the five things that I've always stressed, you got to know God. You got to know why he created you. You got to know your purpose. You got to know that you are destined to win. Praise God. And then you got to know that you are protected. If you're destined to win and you're protected, amen. Why can't you be what God called you to be? Absolutely. But nevertheless, this psalm, I'm hoping that you get into your heart and get into your knowing so that when you feel those days that you just don't see no silver lining, don't see no sunshine, don't see any light, you just feel like you're in darkness, I want you to remember this psalm. And so I'm going to read through it. It's a couple of scriptures, 16 of them, but we're going to break them down because we need them. But nevertheless, it starts with verse 1. Before I get into our reading, I wanted to do a little shout out. My sister is my host and her son, so my J-man, and my sister, she's on her way to work. Amen. So God bless you. And thank you for letting me reside at your house. But praise God. Have a blessed day and have a good day at work. But anyway, so make sure you Psalm 91 quick. Psalm 91 quick. Okay, so the scripture starts out of whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadows of the Almighty. Amen. That's something to shout about. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the foul snares and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terrors of night, nor the arrows that fly by day, nor the pestilence that stalk in the darkness, nor the plagues that destroy at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, Lord, the Lord is my refuge, amen, you will make the Most High your dwelling. No harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up. Gotta get that right. They will lift you up, amen, in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. That means you can't be tripping, amen. You will tread on lions and in the cobras, and you will trample the great lion and the serpent. Remember that scripture, you trample on a scorpion and stuff? That's why I love the word, because it confirms it. Stuff. Amen. 14. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. I will call. He will call on me, and I will answer him. When he calls you, you got to answer. Amen. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. That's a lot. Amen. We're going to try to break down as much as we can. But that last part, with long life, when I look around and I see so many of my family and so many of my friends and just different friends of friends and families of families, just people are, I mean, they're leaving the planet, praise God. And, you know, you look around, at least for me, the last couple of weeks, because it's been a little difficult to me because the closest people to me have gone on. And it's like, with long life, I will satisfy him. Why did he spare me? I mean, in a three-year span, every so many months, I had one challenge after the next. I couldn't walk. I couldn't breathe. But he saw fit to save me. What is my assignment? And am I being true? Am I being obedient to the things of God? Why he spared me? I'm not saying that they, the people that are gone, didn't do what they were called to do. I'm just speaking for me. Me. And you have to ask that question about you. Why am I still, when there are so many times, many of us have been in incidents and in circumstances and situations where we know the enemy could have taken us out. But God, like the word said, sent his angels to lift us up so that we wouldn't hit our foot on a stone. We wouldn't be entangled in car accidents, drive-by shootings. I mean, he spared us from so many things. Why? Is it because your purpose, whatever he's called you for, you haven't completed yet? And are you being about your business to do it? Or are you allowing the enemy to throw those crazy fire darts to distract you, to prevent you from getting to where you're supposed to be? Saints, we got to fix that. And the only way we can fix that is we know the adversary when he comes. Now I know when he's throwing them fiery darts. Many times I see. Sometimes I don't, because, again, he's way smarter than me. And so anytime that I think that I'm above the enemy, as far as his wisdom and tricks and schemes and scams, amen, I've already been gotten, because I don't have the wisdom of God. He said, I don't think like him. I don't operate like him. So if I can't operate like God, amen, and the devil was, he talked to God. Remember the scripture where he talked about he was walking in the cool of the day, and the God asked him, what are you doing? And he said, I'm going to and fro. I mean, amen. Yes, I believe I have major conversations with my Father. But I hadn't been in his company, like, face-to-face with him to ask me physically a question. And then I'm going to throw out a name. Well, you know, I'm looking at the dude, Joe, but, you know, you got your hands on him, so I can't mess with him. Can you imagine what that's like to know God's hands is on you? Amen. I feel it. Praise God. You should feel it, too. But how do you do it? God, when you gave your life to him, that's why you got to know without a shadow of a doubt that you have given your life to him and that you're trying to live a life that's pleasing to him. It says that he will do all this. And my uncle always says often, he said, we always like reading the fun scriptures where it talks about how God covers us and protects us and how he'll, one of my favorite scriptures, ask whatever you wish and it will be granted. We forget the part where it says, remain in me and me in you, and my words in you. We forget that part. We forget the part where it says you have to be obedient. You have to be obedient to the things that he's called you to so that you can reap the benefits of all these things. But nevertheless, you got to know in your knowing that you are protected. You are protected. I mean, this whole scripture talks about why we are protected and how, I mean, I love the analogies. I love the metaphors that he uses. And so we just break it down. But first, I want to break one thing down. I want to actually explain. When we're talking about Psalms 91, equip, we got to know what does equip mean. And I love, this is what I was looking for, amen, just finding it, but praise God. When we're looking for equip, I like, because I'm a teacher, liking up, looking up different types of scenarios or explanations, if you will, to find the best one that gives me what I'm looking for as it relates to what I believe that God wants us to have in the reading that he plays on our heart to read. And so one of the things that I think I like the most, well, I'm going to do the basic one first. It says, to supply with whatever gear or apparatus is needed for use or for taking. That was one. And then another one was to provide someone or something with objects that are needed for a particular activity or purpose. And then this other one, let me see, it's right here. It says, to furnish for service or action appropriate by provision. I like that. To furnish for service or action by appropriate provision. So when we think about the things that we have to deal with and we have to encounter each day, sometimes they can be very kind. Sometimes we have really good days where it's just, you know, everything is like sunshine, you know, like a nice, like a box of chocolates. You know, you're enjoying each one, trying to taste to see what different kinds you're getting. And then there are times that you eat the ones that are just, oh, yuck, you got to put them back in the box. But nevertheless, we put them back in the box and make sure we don't eat another one that looks like that one again. So sometimes we go through things in life, and how do we understand that? And that's why it's so important sometimes when we talk to people, if they ain't gone through nothing, it's kind of hard to listen to them kind of people, because you can't really tell me that because you ain't never experienced what I've experienced. But those of us, praise God, they got a T-shirt and a bag of chips and a Coke to go with it, amen. We can tell you a few things, because if we did that again, we would know we wouldn't do that alone. We will walk in the provision that God has given us, because he's given us everything we need. But if you don't read your word and you don't talk to the people that know, then how will you know what equipment that you have to use? He gave us some major, I call them force fields, if you will. Because sometimes I have to, when I'm talking, because sometimes I think, for me, I have to talk my way through a situation. And so when I know that the enemy's heavy on my trail, I have to tell him sometimes so that I can know that he's hearing me, that the demons that he sent to torture or taunt me are hearing me, and that my flesh and my ears hear too, so I can be true to what God told me, that I am covered in the blood and that I have power and authority to trample on scorpions and serpents and they don't have to harm me. And now I'm Psalms 91 equipped and know that the angels, God sent his angels to charge over me, to hold me up. And forget about Isaiah, where he talks about I'm in his righteous right hand, lifting me above the fray. Are you kidding me? So I'm going to let whatever them little demons try to think that they got, it's just temporary. Cancer was temporary for me, praise God. The heart attack was temporary for me because I have a purpose and I understand my purpose and I'm trying to do what God has called me to do in that purpose. So I have to fulfill my purpose. Now, praise God, do you know what God has assigned you to? Or are you allowing the enemy to keep you so distracted that you haven't even asked God what your purpose is? You have to know. And then you have to know if he gave you one, because he did. He gave you gifts and talents to make sure that you can get it done. And if you're not pursuing that, what are you doing? You're just idling by. And as long as you're an idol, you're idling, the enemy's going to give you an idol to not believe that you're worshiping. Don't nobody want to, well, I shouldn't say nobody, quite a few people do. But, I mean, when you see Buddha on the floor in a Chinese place, you don't, you know, step to it and, you know, thank Buddha for letting you get your nails done. I mean, they might, but I mean, that's not your mission. You have to know your mission. You have to know it. And so if you're distracted by the world's glamour and all the things that the enemy throws and bombards us with to make us believe that this is what we're here for, you're missing it. It was so funny. On my way to Minnesota, I was at the airport. I was waiting for the people to come and pick up my little chair and take me to my gate. But while I was there, I knew I was studying, you know, to share about the adversary. So I brought several books with me. And I thought before I packed my bag to just go ahead and put all the books in my bag so I wouldn't have to have anything in my hand. But then I thought, you know, I'm kind of short, and having the bag and having all the stuff, amen, some days it's a little difficult, y'all, because stuff ain't normal size for me. And so it's difficult to put stuff over my head and hold nothing. But for this particular reason, I felt in my heart for God to have me hold this particular book. And it's the book by Kimberly Daniels, Give It Back. But nevertheless, I had it in my hand. And so as I'm sitting and waiting, I thought, maybe I should put this book inside the bag since I'm just sitting here. And then I was fumbling, and it fell on the floor. And so the lady sitting next to me picks it up. And she said, oh, wow, that's a cool book. What does that mean? I said, it's a book on spiritual warfare. She said, it is. She said, can I take a picture of that? Is it good? I said, absolutely. I said, but you got to know a little bit about warfare because this goes a little deeper. She said, oh, I'm deep. She said, I know about spiritual warfare. She said, I hadn't seen that one. Let me see that one. So as we're sitting there now, we're talking. And so I was telling them, you know, my five things that, you know, kind of helped me. You got to know who God is. You got to know who you think he is to you. Amen. Then you got to know the purpose that he sent you for. You got to know you're destined to win to do whatever it is he told you to do. And you got to know you're protected. I said, this book helps me understand I'm protected and why I'm protected. She said, girl, that'll preach. And so we're laughing. And chit-chat didn't know the staff person listening and writing down. She said, can you say it again so I can write? See how God moves? Because I don't mind talking about God, no matter where I go. I'm a walking billboard. Why? Because he's been good to me. And so I know sometimes, too, that I have to carry stuff in my hand to make sure that the adversary know, you can't play with me. You know, we're going to get on this plane, and we're going to go. And so I'm praying, making sure, you know, and so I miss my flight. So I'm like, Lord, did I miss something? What happened? I'm in a wheelchair, and so wheelchairs are guaranteed to get to the gate because you're supposed to skip everybody. But this particular morning, there had to have been thousands of people because none of us. There was at least 400 or 500 people missed their flight because of TSA. But nevertheless, I kept praying. Lord, I know you didn't bring me this far to leave me. And so I got to get there because I have to get there because today is the day. I can't miss it. I'll miss my family. I'll miss everything. I got to be there. Today, I know you're sending me on assignment to minister to somebody. And so, you know, work this out. So I sat in that chair from 4:30 in the morning to 11 o'clock. And the lady told me, ma'am, you can't get on the plane because your name's not on the manifest. Your flight was at 7 o'clock. We can book you for tomorrow at 7. I said, I can't go tomorrow. I have to be there today. She said, ma'am, there's nothing we can do because your name's not on the manifest. I said, ma'am, I've been talking to customer service, and I'm talking to my man upstairs, and he told me I was going to get on this plane, so I'm just going to wait till you find a way to get me on the plane. And she said, okay, you can sit there if you want. I said, okay, back down. The planes, they started to board. It's 10:55. The flight leaves at 11. And this guy comes over to me, and he says, my supervisor told me to put your name on the manifest. And he said, you want to sit up front? He said, I'm going to sit you up front. You're going to sit by a window? Now, mind you, a minute ago, it was booked, and there was no seats. See what God can do? Amen. You got to be obedient, though, and you got to be doing the purpose that he's purposed you to. And so have I been able to minister to people since I've been here? Absolutely. Was it the people I thought that I was supposed to minister to? Absolutely not. But he provided a way because I needed to be here. Amen. And so because of that, God has blessed me to receive some things that I need. And so, Saints, I'm just, if you don't know what you're working with, you got to know what you're working with. You got to know who God is. You got to know what you belong and what you mean to him and your purpose. He brought you here for a reason. Last night, me and my sister was up really late because we was watching this crazy movie. But the father locked his own daughter in the basement. And so this child, bless her heart, had several children by her father. And so I was thinking, isn't it interesting how sometimes we can be lost in our own homes? She was in her own house, missing for 20 years inside her own house. thought about, Lord, spiritually, we can be going to church Sunday after Sunday after Sunday and lost inside the sanctuary. Why? Because we're not yielding to you, because we're distracted, because we're allowing the enemy to make our minds go in all these different directions, believing that we have to live in this system or that system. We hear wars and rumors of wars. And I looked at the news and saw that, I'm like, Lord, you know, if the time is winding down, say, we really got to be about our Father's business. Those of us that have been called to ministry, all of us have been called to ministry. Don't get that. I just want to make sure I make that clear. All of us are called to share the gospel, all of us, to lead people back to him. Now, there are certain ones of us, part of our giftings, I talk about your purpose is to really be ministering to people. Amen. We need to be about our Father's business and telling people, because time is winding out. I just said in the beginning how so many people I know personally around me are leaving. Do they know Jesus? Will they see him when they open their eyes on the other side? Can I honestly say that's what I wish for people that I know and love, that they don't wake up in the presence of God? And so is it my responsibility to speak? Is my responsibility not be afraid or ashamed? That's from the pit of hell to make you feel that I'm too shy. I can't talk about the Lord because I don't know if they'll listen to me. Saints. If God has delivered you and woke you up, put clothes on your back, got you in a place to stay, whether you're sleeping in a nice bed or you're sleeping on an air mattress, you are living and you are reaping the blessings that God provided for you to be able to do one thing. He's going to give you other things to do. But there's one thing we must do, and that is share the gospel. Tell people that Jesus loves them. Tell people that you love them. It is our assignment, but we get distracted because the enemy doesn't want us to do what God has called us to do. Because remember what our scripture of being equipped talks about. All these things are in the presence of your hand if you are obedient. Obedient to what? Obedient to his plan for you. Will it look like my plan? No, because you're not me and I'm not you. I made the worst mistake when I started in ministry, trying to be this one person that I thought was my mentor. And I was trying, and bless her heart, you know, she was judging me too because I couldn't get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and pray with her. I couldn't do it. I don't go to bed till 3. So getting up at 5, I ain't having 2 hours of sleep. And then when God delivered me and told me, Leah, you talk to me whenever you feel like you want to talk to me. It don't have to be at a specific time. Now, if I tell you to pray at a specific time, then absolutely. But in the meantime, between time, whenever you get quiet time to sit down before me, that's all I want. I just want to have a relationship with you. And when I realized that I could talk to the Lord at 1 o'clock in the morning and be just as effective if I had been that person that could get up, amen. Couldn't nobody tell me nothing. And then to be honest with you, I think I prayed to him more than she did because I just didn't reserve it for 5 o'clock in the morning. I did it several times through the day. I talked to God all the time. Like he's sitting next to me. Well, Lord, we gonna take this life together, or should I take a left or a right? Should I get these grapes? Are these the right grapes? No, don't get these grapes. Get these grapes. Okay. Is this the right box of cereal? No, don't get that box of cereal. Okay. Is it time? Can I really have a Pepsi now? I'm like, I'll just take a couple of sips. Is that okay? I talk to the Lord, and you have to have a relationship where you talk to the Lord. We listen to the enemy and all his crap all day long. You're not good enough. We listen to that, and we allow ourselves to believe that crap. Why? Because Halle Berry wears her hair a certain way, and my hair won't grow that way, but I'm trying my best to get. Saints, we got to stop. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. You read your Bible, you recognize it. I didn't wake up believing that. I had to grow to that too. And now, amen. With all my roles, I'm going to stand tall knowing that God loves me. You may want me to lose a little weight, but nevertheless, if I don't, I'm not going to let the devil make me believe that I can't share the gospel or I can't do what I'm purposed to do. No, ma'am. No, sir. I am doing what God has called me to do. Why? Because I am 91, Psalms 91 equipped. I am equipped to do whatever he called me to do, just as you are. You are equipped to do whatever he called you to do. You got to believe that. You got to know it. And if you don't know it, then get into your word and figure out what is it that you're supposed to be doing.
it took me a minute. But I believe after chasing myself, God was leading me in the right, put me in the right position, the right people, in the right experiences, left this job, went to this job, left it, and it all led me to teaching. But I didn't want to do the teaching because I wanted to be an executive. But the Lord figured that, you know, helped me humble myself and understand this is what I called you to. And I am more excited than I could ever be. Do I still want to be on the cover of a magazine? Oh, probably. But, amen, if I never am, amen, that world system is not going to trap me and make me believe that I'm not doing what God called me to do. Should I be a big-time evangelist or speaker or whatever? Could be, but that if that ain't what God has for me, I am just as fine being able to relate to the people that I can relate to because he put me in the company of the people that he puts me in. I am grateful. And I am humble by where he has me. Absolutely. I don't take none of this for granted no more. When I got to see death at his door, and God gave me a choice, do you want to live the life that's pleasing to this system, or do you want to live a life that's pleasing to me? And I was like, Lord, I'm all in. And that's why I laugh when people say, oh, the all the things you go through, you're probably angry. Or you're mad at this person, or you're mad at this sister. I don't have time for that. I don't have time for that. I know time is drawing near because what did they say? I have more years behind me than I have ahead of me. Now, I'd love to live. Crazy thought, my grandmother just turned 97 a couple weeks ago. I would love to be 97. But my body is hurting and cramping, amen. If I don't get it together, amen, I don't know if I'm going to make it that long. But even if I do, amen, I'm still going to be sharing the gospel. I got to do what I got to do right now. And so, amen, am I foretelling that I want to leave early? No. But I do know, based on the things that I've done, because I know the seeds I've sown. I know I haven't treated my body right. I know that I have done things to my body that I probably shouldn't be here now. But because of God's grace and because I am protected and I'm destined to win, I'm going to accomplish the goal that God has set for me because he showed it to me. Because I talk to him enough, and I know. And so I know that being equipped makes a difference because I just ask, Lord, like this simple situation of me being at the airport, Lord, you know I need to be on this plane because I know you didn't bring me this far to leave me. I didn't have no money to get there in the first place. You provided that too. So if you're destined for me to be here, you're going to work this out because I have to be on this 11 o'clock flight. I have to. So however you need to work that out, amen, I'm just going to sit here. I'm going to be humble and I'm going to be patient. I was talking to the people, praying for a couple people. Amen. I have no clue if part of my purpose was just to be in the airport to get that lady that book and for that worker to hear. We don't know God's ways. We just have to be in a position where he tells us to be and to do those things he's called us to do. Now, one of the things that I wanted to make sure, because you know I love me some steps to make sure that you are equipped before you leave the hour of power, is that there's five things that we want to make sure that we are aware of when it comes to why it's so important for us to recognize why we need God's protection, that we can't do nothing of our own, that we need God's protection. The first thing is that we have to remember that we can't be so accessible to the enemy's plots to kill, steal, and destroy. We make ourselves vulnerable for him. I know Charles Stanley many years ago shared HALT. The enemy says that you're most vulnerable to the enemy when you're hungry, when you're angry, when you're lonely, and when you're tired. That's H-A-L-T, acoustics, I think that's what they call it. Hungry, angry, lonely, and tired when you're most successful. And then a friend of mine added the S, scared. Those are the times that the enemy, you're vulnerable to the enemy. And so you got to make sure you're not, and if you're hungry, and so now I know that sometimes my mood will shift because, praise God, I'm Dr. Happy, so I got to be happy. And so if I'm not happy or I'm not in a mood where I can really minister to people, I know to back up because I know I'm vulnerable. And so anything could set me off or something could be said and then, you know, my triggers and I speak back and I got to back to train up. And so I'll go and get myself right and get before the Lord, get in the Word, and ask the Lord, okay, let me assess. Because our emotions are real. And so we can't take that away. So we can't make the enemy make us feel bad about that either, because God gave them to us. And so those are alarms. Am I hungry? Am I angry? Am I lonely? Am I tired? Am I scared? Okay, if those don't check out, then okay, well, I must be going through a little warfare. Lord, what do I need to do to get myself in the right posture? Because I'm King's kid, and King's kids don't act that way, and I don't want to act that way. So tell me what I need to do. So one, can't be accessible for the enemy for his devices to use you. Two, you got to remember, and so it was so funny, I was telling the ladies this at the airport too, you got to clothe yourself. You got to put that armor on. You got to put it on. You got to start with the helmet. You got to thank God that he's given you the mind of Christ. You put the helmet on. Lord, I thank you for allowing me to be, to think like you, to reason like you. Help me to hear what you want me to hear, see what you want me to see, and say what you want me to say. I'm protecting my head. I got my head together now. Lord, I know my heart, the breastplate is covering my heart. It's covered all the vital organs that are important for me to live. So, Lord, check my heart. If there's anything in it that's not like you, purge it for me, Lord. Show it to me so I can repent for it. If I need to repent, if I need to go to somebody, show me who I need to go to so I can be done with this. Because I don't want to argue. That is for the birds. Because then you start saying stuff, and then people interpret the words wrong, and I'm good for saying a wrong word or whatever, and then it goes left. And it's like, really, are you going to? Oh, amen. I don't have time for that. I'll separate myself. Because I don't want to give the enemy access. Can't do that. So you got to make sure you're covered. Lord, put my armor on. Help me. Help me. I'm in the righteousness of you because of you. Thank you. And the sacrifice. I'm righteous. So I have my righteous breastplate on. And then I'm always going to be trying to gird it with truth, because I don't like lies. I can't do it, because lies build on top of other lies. And so it's just easy to just tell the truth. You know, I'm upset. And so sometimes my daughters tell me all the time, my sisters too, Lee, you just tell too much. You're just too transparent, because I don't want to hold nothing, and I don't want nobody to hold nothing on me. So I have to say it. And so even though when it's not appropriate to say according to the world system, if God releases me to say it, I don't say it, because I don't do lies. I don't do lies. If I misinterpret it, correct me. I'll correct it. But no, we're going to stand, go gird with truth. We're going to put the right belt on. Amen. And then I'll make sure my feet are protected, because I'm going to make sure that I'm standing firmly and in peace. The peace of God, like I said, that warning and stuff, I don't like that, because it makes your blood pressure go up, it makes your heart beat too fast, your stomach gets sensitive. Oh, who has time for that? Nobody. No, don't want to do that. Mm-mm. So I want to stay in peace. And I'll make sure that I have my hands prepared. I'm wearing braces now to make sure my hands are equipped, so I can always hold my sword and my shield. Because I got to keep my faith renewed. Got to renew my faith. And then I got to get in the Word so I can use the sword when I need it. Now that you 91, Psalm 91 equipped, you got a sword. You got something now that you can sweep. Thing like Wonder Woman. How you do her hands? Ding, ding, ding. When the enemy throws them dirt. Ding, 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 ding. Y'all better get together. And then you pray. I think sometimes people forget about that part of the armor. You got to keep praying. He says, pray on all occasions. Pray. Pray. And that's just talking to God. And so I remember my kids a couple of days ago was like, I said, do y'all pray? And they said, yeah. And I said, how do y'all pray? And they said, well, my hands folded and I get on my knees. And I said, well, you do know you can pray without getting on your knees. And they said, no, you can't. I'm like, sure you can. I said, let's do it. Let's pray. And I showed them. And they was like, oh, that's prayer? Absolutely. Always be in a form of teaching, a peace. Oh, amen. Got to keep your armor on. Okay, so now, one, you can't be accessible to the enemy. Two, you got to make sure you keep your armor on. Amen. Three, you got to make sure that you're representing the light. You can have your armor on and be cussing folks out. Amen. It's not good, not good, not good. You always got to represent God's light. How do you do that? By staying in the Word. You got to make sure that you know the word so that when the enemy comes, get away from me. Do you think he's moving? At the name of Jesus, demons tremble. I think they're trembling now. I can laugh. Amen. Because, well, I already am not in his access, not in his company. Like what the scripture said, don't stand, don't sit, don't walk. Psalms 1, amen. Get comfortable. Don't be accessible for the people that are trying to grab your attention to take you off the things of God. You can't be accessible. Got to have your armor on. Got to be representing the light. Got to be representing God. And then You got to be secure in knowing who you are. It is amazing to me, especially now that I'm talking to teenagers and just how easy it is for us to be caught up on just scams. Like, I don't understand how people can, and I watch a lot of movies, but even in the movies, how, the pattern's still the same. Man, let's go down here. Da, 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 da. And then before you know it, okay, can you drive real fast. Let's let him drive or let her drive. And then now they go in and they're robbing the store, and now you're part of something that you weren't part of that, but they knew if they told you what they were going to do, you weren't going to be doing that. But you got to be secure in who you are. No, I'm not part of this. I'm not down with this set. I got to keep it moving. Deuces, and you could still be in company with people and not hang, you know, whether stand, walk, sit. No, you got to be secure in who you are. I know I'm a king's kid. King's kids don't behave that way. And so it's so funny, my daughter sometimes says, Mommy, you didn't say nothing. And I'm like, the Lord wouldn't let me. And she said, but how do you defend yourself? It's not for me to defend. That's God's job. That's not me. All I'm supposed to do is do what he told me to do. He said he'd fight my battles. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to be a mat no more either, though, because I was a passive pastor. But he let me know, amen, I could preach in my purpose. Amen. And for those of y'all that know, amen, you get that going home. But nevertheless, I am secure in who I am. I am a king's daughter, and so I carry myself that way. I'm not going to be around stuff that's going to draw me to the things of the enemy. Mm-mm. And then the last but not least is that you got to operate in the strength of the Lord. I think sometimes, like I said, I was a passive pastor because I just kept turning my head and getting smacked there and turning my head and getting smacked there and turning my head. And so I laugh and tell people, I say, my cheeks were bruised on my face and my cheeks were bruised on the backside because I was just turning or revolving, just beat me up because I'm a Christian and I'm supposed to just take it. No, I'm secure in who I am. I am a king's kid and God has called me for purpose. And so I'm going to say what I need to say and say what I mean and mean what I say and keep it moving because I know God has ordained the words that I'm speaking because I'm asking him to give you the words to speak. I'm not getting caught up by the enemy in his schemes. I recognize him now. So when I see him, I don't get caught up. I'm not accessible for him to draw me into confusion. I'm not accessible for him to continue to allow people to just keep throwing dabs and jabs at me. I don't do that no more because I'm secure in who I am. So. Don't be accessible. Make sure you have your armor on. Make sure you're representing the light. Make sure you're confident in knowing who you are and then operate in the strength of the Lord. Saints, we got a lot to do. Praise God if we ain't got it together, but we got to get it together because it's time. It's time. Now, you know I love to talk and I can keep talking about the Lord, but I'm never out of talk, but I am out of time. And so I pray that you'll tune in again next week. We'll have another inspiring word. Well, we'll talk about the things of God and give you more insight on what the enemy, his tricks and his schemes are trying to navigate and deviate us from the things and the purposes of God. And preferably I'll have guests on soon, one of my mentors that really helped me in this area to really give some insight and an in-depth look on why it's important for us to have a strong relationship with God. But nevertheless, I always close the broadcast with my granny's favorite song because every praise does belong to him. Like I said, she turned 97 a couple weeks ago, and so we're so excited that God has blessed her to have a full life. And so most of us were able to go and celebrate her, and so I will always close the broadcast off with this song for her. So she's my number one listener and my number one fan. But please, 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 please make sure you start your day with prayer. Make sure you pray throughout your day and end your day with prayer. God loves you, and he wants